All right, Rabbi, good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page Kuf Lamed Ches. Kuf Lamed Ches, 138. Bizyonos. Mifchan Acharu. So another test. Remember, I was speaking about, still speaking in the section of the opportunities, but yet the challenges of positions of authority. So Mifchan Acharu, another challenge or another test that a person endures when in a position of authority. Kashera Adam Sovel Mecharafos Umegidufim Umebizionos Bemiskeres Tafkido. Sometimes a person has to undergo, literally again, Mecharafos Umegidufim Umebizionos. Sometimes a person is embarrassed, is degraded, is humiliated. You know, this kind of goes in light with the fact when a person is in a position of authority, they're in a little bit more of the public eye. When you're in a little bit more of the public eye, it's easier to become a bit more of a lightning rod for all types of criticism. Sometimes the criticism could be quite scathing, and a person has to suffer with all types of degradation or humiliation. Tzarech she'yeda, we mentioned this yesterday, Tzarech she'yeda, she'omei b'nisayon shel emunah. It's important to know that ultimately, again, when a person is humiliated or a person is embarrassed or a person is put down, it's a nisayon, it's a test of their emunah. V'gam api achukim shel ha'olam hazenira, she'mevazim osa lo b'tzedek, api achukim shel ha'borei kol b'tzedek u b'mishpat, ki bevadai ein shum tos b'shamayim, u'magia lo lispo b'zionos. L'Hakadosh Baruch Hu yesh imo cheshbon shu tzarech lefroa, v'rak mishtamish pa'adam zeh b'shul yaser oso. So there are situations where, let's say, again, I'm embarrassed, I'm humiliated, I'm put down, I'm degraded, and let's, you know, sometimes, as much as in life, you know, we say sometimes there's two sides to the story, sometimes there's not two sides to the story, sometimes the person who is the offender is just wrong. It's just wrong. There's no two sides. It's just wrong. So the Mechaber says, in those moments, where let's say again, I'm being embarrassed or humiliated or degraded or put down in an inappropriate way, even though the person who might be doing it might be wrong, it's important for me to understand that this is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Ribono Shel Olam is telling me that there's something ultimately, again, that needs to be tweaked, something that needs to be addressed. This individual who's embarrassing me or putting me down, he is the kli, he is the utensil, he is the staff of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but ultimately there is a message here for me. Now remember, again, this is in line with the Mechaber's, this is the third part of our three-pronged approach to Emunah, that everything that happens to me has a message and has a purpose. So what the Mechaber is pointing out is that sometimes when we have interpersonal conflict and we are wronged by others, we're so focused on the offender, and we forget that which the offender did to me is in fact somehow from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And although, again, the person is responsible for hurting me, for upsetting me, for humiliating me, I have to try to figure out what's the message from the Ribono Shel Olam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have this experience, it means that He's trying to teach me something from it. It's an incredible yisod. See, what the Mechaber is really driving at over here, and I find this to be so amazing, is that sometimes things happen to us, and we become so involved in the response to the offending party and how much I've been wronged that we forget to realize this happened because God wanted it to happen. It's true, the offending party has a responsibility, but it happened because God wanted it to happen, which means that there is a message here for me. And I forget sometimes to learn or to think about what is the message. Listen to this. Mesuper, Shepam Ha'ariz, Shepam Pano Ha'ariz Al Talmidah. V'shal Osam, Keitzad Atem Rotim She'is Kapru Avonoseichem. This is amazing. One time the Arizal said to his students, listen, you have Averos, you need atonement for your Averos. How would you like to achieve atonement? Hatirtu Lispol Anius? Are you willing to suffer through the pangs of poverty? Anulo Talmidim Lo. Student said, no, we don't want to be poor. Chaloim, are you willing to suffer through the pangs of sickness? Lo, not willing to do that. Sechsuch Eshchenim, are you willing to deal with irritable or difficult neighbors? Lo, no, not willing to deal with that. Golus, what about, again, exile, willing to deal with that? Lo. So we have got a problem because the Arizal saying to his Talmidim, listen, you guys have Averos, you need a kapara for your Averos, you don't want any of the forms of kapara, so what's going to be? Amar lahem, here's the kapara. Imkein, kibu eskala bizyonos habayim aleichem ba'ava. Here's your kapara. When you are embarrassed or put down or humiliated by another, be mekabalit bi'ava. Accept it with love. V'ti yazu kapara alavonosechem. If you accept it with love, that means you recognize that it's Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. That means that you recognize that there is a message embedded in this, and that will be your kapara. An incredible, incredible maisa. So again, I want to be clear on this. When we say that a person has to be mekabel bi'ava, that does not mean that the offending party is freed from responsibility. If I go over to Reuven and I hurt Reuven, I embarrass Reuven, I humiliate Reuven, I am responsible for that. Meaning I, Shmuel Silber, the offending party, right? This is Rabbi Milchel's Tshuva. You write that for Averos being Adam Lachavero, see, it's not enough to do Tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to do Tshuva to your fellow man. Within the Chaber here, however, is what about the person who is offended? The offendee, is that the right word? Offendee? Right? The party who's hurt, the hurt party. What do I do with this hurt? So sometimes, again, all of our focus is on, I can't believe he did this. I can't believe he said this. I can't believe he acted like this. I can't believe this. I can't believe that. And we get ourselves, you know, all wound up in a tizzy about anger at the other individual, which may be warranted, except, says the Mechaber, that I'm missing out on the golden opportunity to grow from this circumstance. Because if I've been humiliated or embarrassed, the Ribono Shel Olam is telling me, listen, Silber, something's not a little bit right. This is a wake-up call to you. This is a little bit of a muster to you. This is to tell you that there's something in you that's in a state of disrepair that you need to fix, that you need to address. And if I just focus on how offended I am, or how upset I am, or I can't believe how egregious the offending actions parties were, then I lose out on the opportunity to grow from this episode. And the Arizal says, the ability to accept all of the circumstances of my life, bi'ava, which means the ability to accept the circumstances of my life, recognizing that they are a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives me the ability for kapara, gives me the ability for growth. L'chaim, zarech lekabel hakol bi'ava. Therefore, a person has to go ahead and again, accept his circumstances with love. Now what this means is when something negative happens to me, someone perpetrates something negative upon me, I have to accept it, bi'ahava, recognize that ultimately, again, it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and use it as a springboard and a catalyst for tshuva. V'lo yachshov shemutu lo lahachzer gidufin. Now, by the way, this is the hardest part. And again, what's the litmus test? If you're mekabelet bi'ahava, and you're using it as a catalyst to do tshuva, don't respond. Don't respond. If a person could control himself when he is offended or when he is degraded or when he is put down and to hold his tongue and not respond, that's the sign that a person has been a kabbalah in the ava and a person is using this as a catalyst for growth. Or a person shouldn't use his position of authority or influence to take nikama, ultimately again, to go ahead and take revenge upon this individual. Because you know, if you go ahead and you respond back, then not only have you lost the opportunity to grow from this episode, but what else? Now you're going to have to give din v'cheshbin on the fact that you hurt and offended another person. Amazing idea. It's bad enough that you didn't take to heart the message I was trying to send you. You didn't use these circumstances to wake yourself up to do tshuva. But again, you compounded your mistake and you took revenge and now you committed an interpersonal infraction. You should have understood from the beginning. Shabbos Yonos Halalu Me'es Hashem. That I will say, this is the most incredible yisod. The circumstances that happen to us in life, even the interpersonal ones, are orchestrated by God. And so if I am hurt or I am offended, or if I'm embarrassed by another individual, as much as that individual has liability, interpersonal liability for hurting me, my response, the offended party's response, the hurt party's response is, this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the message? How do I grow? The truth is, my real problem is not with the other party. My real problem is with God. Not really with the person who's upsetting me or degrading me or humiliating me. Therefore, again, I really have no right to respond to him in kind. So I said, this is an incredible, this approach is a game changer, ultimately, again, in terms of how we deal with interpersonal strife. Sometimes someone hurts me, so the reflexive reaction is strike back. And we all know, because we've all been there and we've all done it, right? What do you get from striking back? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact, all you do is you escalate the cycle of animosity, right? More hatred, more animosity, more dislike, more discord. It doesn't do anything. Not only that, says the Mechaber, but I'm missing out on a golden opportunity for growth. When interpersonal strife comes my way and others hurt me, as much as they have responsibility for the hurt they're visiting upon me, I, the offended party, have to recognize that this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam is sending me a message. Something in me is in a state of disrepair. That's why this discord has come my way. And now that I've gotten this wake-up call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes my job to try to figure out how to rectify, how to remedy, and ultimately somehow how to better myself in these circumstances. Davar Zeh. And we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Ches in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Shkoya.